Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's been a rough year. Last year.
I mean,
it's
this year too. We're only a few days in, but...
There have been deaths among us. There have been, you know, people are no longer with the show. There's just been so many things. We've laughed together. Mm-hmm. We've cried together. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot. And Aaron is like the epicenter of it, right? Like,
yeah,
the battle with... The
what
battle
does that
with
mean?
Your sister, like, oh, okay. Well, I mean, like, your sister battled breast cancer, and then we lost your sister, and it's been really tough. I've never seen Aaron more upset than yesterday when the TikTok announcement came out.
Yep. Well, because we were told,
or I don't remember what it was, a couple days, whenever it was,
we were told Mr. Wonderful is going to save us. He's buying TikTok.
The dude from
Shark Tank.
Yeah.
Which one is
O'Leary.
He?
The bald one, Kevin O'Leary.
Kevin O'Leary. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, the bald guy was going to save it?
Yeah. Mr. Wonderful.
So I
was ready to bow
Mark
down.
There's Mark Cuban, the bald guy, and then who's the other dude? There's one more dude.
I think he started
his
and
name?
There is a girl too, right?
There is, yeah. I feel like they've switched him out. I don't know if that's still the cast.
Because Mark Cuban, sometimes I really like him, and then sometimes I'm like, you're kind of an a-hole.
Yeah. Because he owned the Lakers and like sold them or something. There was something weird.
He owned the Lakers?
I think so.
Wait, who did the Maloof brothers own? Is that Spurs or somebody?
The Kings.
Kings,
I believe.
Okay. Mm. Sacramento, there you go.
Damon John, is that what you're thinking about? Or Robert Herjavec?
Can you hold your computer?
Oh, I'm thinking of Robert.
Robert
Yeah, maybe Robert. Okay, anyway. Tiak, you were not in the room when this happened. But even today, she's walking around like, I'm not trying to be weird, but you're worse than all the crap that happened to you last year.
Yeah.
Like, family members have passed away.
So, okay, here's the thing. Yes, this past 8 months has been very tumultuous. What has helped me? TikTok.
Do not...
So I am going to be left with my own thoughts now.
No, just
the
do
thoughts
reels
of
or
the
something.
Past 8 months are going to finally catch up to me.
No, they're
and
not.
And I'm not going to have TikTok to help distract me.
May I interest you in excessive drinking?
No.
Well, can I interest you in just any other, like YouTube
it's
has
the,
them, Instagram,
the
Facebook.
You it's just, not the same.
Twitter,
the,
I'm sure.
The
thank you
algorithm, the specific algorithm that TikTok had, I built my For You page brick by brick. It was
okay,
so much work.
Do you remember?
Put
do you remember
it.
Like writing a final, like crunching, like you screwed up and you had to write your thesis or your final, and you like you get it. You were up all night, and then like in the morning, like you go over there and you'd never hit Control S, and it's like boo, and it's gone.
Okay.
She was talking to me like that when I came in. She's like, all the work I've done. It's like work building your algorithm.
Yeah.
You act like you built it.
I did.
You didn't do it with intent. You just sat there
like
a
zombie.
So I'm like,
I want more of these videos, or if I don't want more of this one, I'll skip through it real quick. Like, I put so much work into it. It's going to be gone.
You're saying watching cat videos is work.
Oh, that's not on my, no.
Okay, but... Watching people get hit in the head with bricks is work.
Why would that be on my For You page?
I just assume you got a little schadenfreude on your TikTok algorithm.
That's on mine.
Okay. Do one of you like it when other people get hurt?
No.
Not quite, but I
do. Shut your mouth! You watched my video for falling like 3,000 times.
You didn't get
Sorry.
Hurt.
I did get hurt. My hands were kicked. I'm sorry, T.I.
I like the videos of people doing dumb things where maybe they end up getting hurt, but I don't like to see like the gruesome stuff. I don't want to see you actually dislocate your shoulder or see your leg. Like, okay, I don't like that part of it.
Oh, I don't know if this is better or worse. I'll watch that, but I don't want anyone, like, if it's an accident and it happens, it's not someone actually hurting someone else. I don't want to watch that. But if they are snowboarding and dislocated their knee, I'll watch that.
Mm. I like when they like walk into a door or something. You're like, oh, huh, that could happen, you know, or slip on the ice, that kind of.
So, Tia, can you help me?
I'm with you. Are we fuddy duddies?
Here's the thing.
This is where I need you guys to step up and like send me memes or something.
Like, we're not going to replace TikTok. Here's what I don't understand. And Aaron and I were talking about this too. Like, when I'm drinking, I'm not unaware of the side effects of drinking. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, it's not good for your liver. You know, it's not good for your blood pressure. You know, you're going to make bad decisions romantically and food wise.
You just feel bad tomorrow.
Check. No, I never feel bad tomorrow because I'm just going to jump right back on that horse. Okay. But like, check. It is scientifically accepted, whether you're a right-wing wing nut, whether you're a left-wing wing nut, whether you're politically in the middle, whether you're a doctor or a garbage person or anything in between, TikTok is the most invasive, privacy-violating, horrifying.
And I'll be honest with you, my brother who's in the military has told me, Aaron, you need to delete it. Like, it's not good what they have. I don't understand what data they have.
That's not what you said. You said to me, I don't care.
Because I don't understand.
Just like a heroin addict, I know this is killing me, but I don't care.
That's the thing. I don't care because I don't understand what it is. Is it banking information?
It's
all
information.
I don't understand.
It's everything. They can monitor your phone even when you're not on the app.
But they're going to give me a cute puppy video.
Oh my God. How do we?
Great.
Aren't you proving the point too? How saying like the algorithm nailed you so specifically because they were so invasive of everything.
But that's what YouTube does. That's what Instagram does because of how I'm interacting. But so, I don't understand what to other metadata, whatever that they're getting.
They like, first off, anybody who's ever scrolled through the TikTok terms of service. I mean, even Apple. Like nobody loves Steve Jobs and Apple more than me. Like, but when you get a new phone, do you like, okay, honey, I'll be in here reading the TOS. Or do you go, scroll. Yeah. Agree.
Bring my readers in here.
Right? So you just go for it. Uh-huh. There's no worse terms of service than TikToks. It's 7 times longer. It says things in there that are like, hey, even if your phone is off at the bottom of the Pacific, we're still getting data. Because it says, you agree that any other devices on your Wi-Fi network, we can look at those too.
But like, what data is coming from it? Okay,
I don't know, Aaron. You have the music for this radio station. You have banks. You have like, for you, you're probably not a huge security risk for the United States versus China. They're like, what's this, like, celiac diabetic?
I'm literally just looking up gluten-free recipes. Like, you do what you want with that.
But your brother's in the military, and so when he comes over and he's on your Wi-Fi, they're allowed to jump on his because he's on your network. Like, it's just, it's really bad. And I'm not a guy who's like, we should get rid of
it. But it makes me laugh.
How do we get Aaron? I'm not the guy. I like it too. I really do. I think it's hilarious. But like, the fact that you were inconsolable, she walked out of here. Yeah. We got a text message from her earlier today. What did it say?
She's mentally at a -3.
Yes. Do you want to know why?
Just because of TikTok.
TikTok!
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.